This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1442, 5 ways to use the podcast to improve your English speaking.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You may have moved your listening comprehension from 50% to 75% if you have become addicted to this podcast. But what about your speaking? In today's episode, we'll show you 5 tangible things you can do to improve your speaking through this podcast, and they don't always require a native speaker. Listen in today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Excellent, Michelle. How are you? Glad to be on the mic.
Me too. I'm good. You know what's crazy? We have been recording together for almost 6 years.
That's insane. Oh my God.
It is insane. Like, I don't talk to anybody this much. Like, maybe my mom.
We should calculate out the number of hours we have talked to each other.
I think once we started to do that, and it's really, I mean, wow. And it's just like, it's a lot of time. It's a good sign that we've been able to do this for 6 years.
It's really nice. It's fun. It's still fun. That's the key. We're so lucky. I love it. And I'm so happy that our listeners are enjoying the show. Guys, thank you for listening to All Ears English. We love creating this show for you.
Thank you so much. Definitely. And, you know, I was just thinking about this because really of our listeners' question, it made me think of like how long we've been mm-hmm. talking to each other. And I felt that this question is so good. You know, we kind of discuss it a lot sometimes, but I feel like it's really important to refresh. And we are going to give you some really good specific tips today help you guys with your English learning. So we're going to get into this question in just a second. But before we do that, guys, I go through all of the episodes.
Yeah.
And I look for the best keywords for you. And for me, I'm the type of person where, I mean, I'm not that organized. I mean, maybe that's not a good thing to say, but I'm ominous. So if I'm listening to something and I would be writing down my words, this is a great keyword, I want to write it down. And then the paper would go somewhere else, or I might lose the notebook, or just my handwriting is so God awful. that could be a problem too.
So you mean like if you were listening, let's say, to a podcast in another language, you'd write down the words and later you wouldn't be able to read your handwriting? So you wouldn't be able to study
I do
those
that
words.
All the time. Like, I do that all. I, That's I, funny. Many times, right? I think hilarious. My handwriting has gotten way worse over time. Yeah. It was always bad. The other day I saw, I think I took a picture of like a thank you note that I had written just to remind myself that I had sent it.
Okay.
And I looked at it and I was like, oh my God.
You were floored, in other words?
Yes. Yes. I was really like, that I have the nerve to send people things.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad. I think all of our handwriting has gotten bad in the era of the internet, right? Because we're all just online all the time. We don't really write handwritten notes. So when I go to write a grocery list, it's bad. It's bad. It's same so as you, Michelle.
Yeah. Okay. I feel better then. But so the reason that I talk about this is because if you have bad handwriting like me, you want to, you know, be organized and have all of your vocabulary in one place, you have got to get the All Ears English app, because we have all these keywords that you can choose, and it's your personalized power vocab list, guys.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key, Michelle. You can personalize it to yourself, right? So you choose the words that you want to remember. You can come back to the app anytime and study those words. So guys, go over to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to download the app on your iOS device. All right. Very
perfect.
Cool.
Okay, right. So let's get into the question for today.
Mm-hmm, cool. Okay, I will read the question, Michelle. Are you ready?
Yes. I don't know if we have the listener's name. And I'm
it looks like we don't.
That.
We don't, but that's okay. Okay, I'm sure our listener will be listening and he or she will know it's his question, and we'll go from there.
It'll be great.
All right, here we go. Hi, Lindsay. It's 12:05 a.m. while I'm writing this email to thank you for your hard work you do to teach English in such a fun way. I found your website by chance and I listened to one episode, and since then I've become addicted. Well, that's
awesome.
Cool. I like listening to your podcast on my way to work. I live in Boston and I work in Cambridge. Hey, this person would have been my neighbor when I lived there last year. It takes me 45 minutes to get to work by subway. I have a question. When I listen to your podcast, I understand very well. It's rare when I use a dictionary, but when it comes to speaking it, it's a little bit hard to speak like native speakers. How can I improve my speaking using your podcast? Thank you so much. So this is a broad question, but a good one. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are wondering that too. Because Michelle, I feel like a lot of our listeners feel like they've really improved their listening a lot. From listening to the show for a year or something. They got hooked. They started listening all the time. And their listening went from 50% to 75% or 80%. Yeah. But now, how do they speak? Right?
Right. Exactly. So I was really excited about this question. It just got me thinking about like our podcast as a whole, which got me, you know, going down memory lane and the
memory
6 years
lane
and everything.
Wow.
So let's talk about it. Let's give some really good practical tips of ways that you guys can improve your speaking.
Yes.
Right? That's what
Love
we're going to talk about today. So
Love it.
The first thing is, and this is kind of we talked about this a little bit last week in one of our episodes. We were talking about, you know, kind of predicting when you might use what you learn. Mm-hmm. So the tip is always relate it back to your own life, because we talk about a lot of different situations. We do role plays, we share stories, and we relate our vocabulary to real life and real contexts, but it's our life, right?
Yeah.
It's from Lindsay and Michelle, or Lindsay and Jessica, and Lindsay and Aubrey, right? So you have to then take that, what you're learning, and think to yourself and predict, right? How might this relate to your own life? When might you actually use this? Imagine it, maybe even say it out loud. Who could you say this to? Why would you say this, right, to somebody? So we do a lot of talk about relationships and phrases you might say to someone in a certain context. So think to yourself, okay, who would I say this to potentially?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of what we share, even though it's about us, it is about you guys, because we have parallels, right? I mean, this idea of connection, not perfection, we all connect to that. We know in our hearts that that is true, right?
Yeah.
And there are other aspects of life that we all share as human beings, but you need to take that extra step, use your powers of prediction, as we said before, open that brain box. I love that term.
Yeah.
And write down, are we talking about, Michelle, here writing down things, or are we just thinking about it as we listen?
I think writing things down is a good idea. I mean, I mean, even though I just talked about my terrible handwriting, I might type it up, right? So, you know, you could even have like a little journal or a type it where, you know, in addition to the personalized vocabulary power list, then you write like, okay, like what's, you know, how might I want to remember how I might use this? So I like to write things down or type things up.
Interesting.
But I don't know. That's really your decision. But at least, you know, kind of think to yourself and imagine yourself using this phrase or word.
Oh man, it would be so cool if we could build a tool into the app. I'm not promising this, guys. It's just brainstorming that we could help our students, our listeners, predict how they're going to use what they just learned. Oh, that would be so cool.
That would be cool.
I don't know how the software would work with that, but guys, we'll think about it. Today, we're talking about how to use this show to become more fluent in English. But the fastest way to do it is to get the iOS app, where you can view real-time transcripts, tap keywords, and see meanings, plus create a personalized list of words you want to remember. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device to download the app and get started now. allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Okay, Michelle, so what episode mentioned this? Was there an episode for our listeners to go back to check out?
Well, it didn't necessarily mention this exactly, but I'm just giving you an example. Like, so This is a concrete example. And episode 1400 was, Don't Give Away the Ending, How to Keep TV Show Twists a Surprise in English. So we were talking about TV shows and twists. And so just for an example, after you listen to this episode, think of who might you want to speak to about this? Who do you generally speak to about shows you watch or movies you watch? And how can you use what you learned from the episode in your real life? So that's an example. Example of how you might actually do this.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that particular topic and episode, Michelle, because many of us watch TV once in a while, right? I mean, Netflix is hot right now, especially with the pandemic. We're all, we're into our shows, right? So most people have a movie or a show they talk to people about at some point in a week or two, right? So guys, everyone can do this, okay?
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So, I mean, also, with the vocabulary, really get specific, right? Mm-hmm. Like really imagine how you would use a specific word. And I think that would be really, really helpful. Our next tip is more about our keywords. We already discussed it, but this is a way to help yourself improve. So Lindsay, what do you think about this? Can we get more into how they would use this?
Well, I mean, I think the cool thing about the app, and we won't talk too much here, guys, about the app, but the point is when you have the app, it actually gives you, tap on the word in the transcript. You see the transcript, tap on that word, then you automatically see a definition and a sample sentence, right? Michelle writes those sample sentences every week. So you understand immediately how to use that word in a new context compared to what you heard on the episode, okay? Mm-hmm. And then your next step would be then to save it to your list, your power list, and then start to use it out in your world. So that's the point.
Right. And when you say use it in your world, that's exactly what the tip is here, right? So review them. Don't just forget about them. Mm-hmm. Try and use a new word in every conversation, right? So even if you just say, okay, this is one that I have on my list or just one that I remember and say, this is the one that I'm going to use today. I'm going to find a way to use it. So there's the piece of actually predicting how you would use it. But then there's also have a little bit of fun with it. Make it a game for yourself. Hold yourself accountable. Which word are you going to try and use and how did you use it? Maybe you want to keep notes of that if you want. But how did it go? Was it well received? How did it make you feel to use this word? So this will help you also with your memory, with memorizing
these words. So you mean going back after. I love that. Yes. I love that. Guys, the point is words are fun. I mean, that's our attitude here on All Ears English and IELTS Energy too. We think that words are fun.
We certainly do.
You can definitely create color to your personality. You can build an amazing connection just through the power of choosing the right words. So let's change the way we think about words that we choose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, all right, let's get into then we'll do a couple more. So we have episodes where, Lindsay, how many times do we talk about something and then we say, oh, this is a really great conversation topic. This is a good topic to talk about at parties, right?
All the time. Yeah.
Right. So if our listeners hear that in an episode, what should they do?
I mean, definitely write it down and keep it in mind because we know that sometimes you guys might go to a party, an event, and you feel like your mind has gone blank. You don't know what topics to bring up. right, yeah, Michelle?
Right.
And so you'll always have topics to spark a conversation. You'll always have stuff in your back pocket. Okay.
Right. Exactly. Right. And actually take that and start that conversation, right?
Yes.
So like, for example, in episode 1029, which was why food reflections spark the best English conversations, mm-hmm, there you have it right there, right? Like, so say, okay, I'm going to start a conversation with somebody about food, right? So when we say this is a great conversation topic, I mean, a lot of times we'll say, oh, like, this is a really interesting topic and like people, mm-hmm, would like to hear about this at parties. Okay, use it at a party or try yeah, and actually take those topics and bring them into the real world.
Yeah, exactly. And when you're talking about food, you can reflect on something, some new trend in the food world you've noticed, something that's popular in your region.
Yes.
There's so much you could talk about, right?
Definitely.
When it comes to just the topic of food. So imagine how many other topics there could be.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. So, Lindsay, what's another thing that our listeners could do to improve their speaking?
So this comes back to kind of a drill, guys.
Yeah.
So repeating things when you hear them, right? When we do a role play or even, you know, on the podcast, regular conversations, get the transcripts and repeat what you hear, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of our listeners do this. They get the, mm-hmm, transcripts, they print them out, they sit down, they highlight, they listen, and then they repeat, Michelle.
Right. Yeah. And that's so great because, you know, part of it is muscle memory, getting your mouth comfortable with, you know, using the words. And like, if you do that practice, then once you get into the real world, then that's not going to be something that's in your way. You will have said these things, right?
Oh,
you will have practice and you will get more comfortable because part of it is just getting your mouth moving. It sounds so funny, but it's true.
Well, and it works both ways, right? So I haven't spoken much Spanish in the last year, unfortunately. I haven't been practicing, shamefully, I admit that on the show. Mm-hmm. And I need to start practicing again. I need to get back on iTalki and start practicing because now when I do speak a little Spanish, my mouth feels awkward.
Mm.
And then that makes me want to speak less. So that's not a good direction to go in, right? But the other direction, it works the same way. You practice, you get the muscle memory, your mouth gets okay with making those different movements.
Oh, yeah, for sure, mm-hmm, for sure. I love it. And then what's the last tip that we can give, Lindsay?
Okay, the last tip. All right, so talk about it with friends, right? Talk about the show. Talk about what you've learned. Talk about, mm-hmm, it with a native speaker if you want, okay? Talk about something that you heard, you learned in an episode, an idea. Ask for someone's opinion about something that we said, right? Because we don't know everything.
Right. We don't know everything, guys. We're just people. I mean, like, for example, you could say something like, oh, I listened to this podcast called All Ears English. I just heard an episode on whatever it is, like, mm-hmm, pizza or whatever.
Pizza.
Pineapple on pizza. Yeah, because I think I've talked about that. And you could say, what do you think about that? Right.
Mm.
So, you know, actually, we talk about things that are relevant, that are, you know, we talk about our lives, we talk about learning, we talk about culture. And these are always things that you can say, oh, I heard this episode, I'm listening to something, and Lindsay and Michelle said this, and what do you think? Right.
Yes. Bring it in, right? Because we're giving you guys modern topics, right? In a textbook, you wouldn't get that. You'd get just the grammar, the sample sentences, but no inspiration for ideas. So use the show as an inspiration for ideas to kickstart your world of English. Okay. So cool.
Awesome. I love it. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
I mean, I just want to say, first of all, there's so much more we can do to improve our speaking. I think a lot of our listeners just want to speak with native speakers, right? That's all that they want to do. But there's so much more that you guys can do. You can have the power yourself. You don't need to put the power on native speakers, right? I think that's the direction that language learning is moving into. It's not all about speaking with natives, okay? There are other things, other steps you can take to prepare yourself so that you are ready when you get to that conversation, mm-hmm, okay? But there are ways, don't just think, I need to speak with a native speaker, right?
Oh,
there are other things you can do. That's what I think, Michelle.
I'm really glad that you said that because I think that's important. And, you know, a lot of times I'll have, you know, students who they speak the same language and I'll say, like, speak to each other in English, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about having a conversation with a native speaker.
Yes.
We all have things. You can learn from someone who maybe they speak your first language. Maybe they speak a first language that's other than, that's not your first language, but not English,
right?
And you can learn so much from that. So I think that that's a really, really important tip.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, one vision that I think we have is to be able to connect you guys to each other based on level, to understand your levels and then connect you to each other, you know, to practice English. And if that sounds interesting to you, let us know. Let me know. Send me an email, lindsay@allearsenglish.com, because this is a vision that I think we could move towards to become a stronger community that believes in connection, not perfection. We can practice with each other. It doesn't always have to be about native speakers. Okay.
I love that. I think that's a really important way of thinking, Lindsay. And, you know, there are many ways to use our podcast to improve your speaking. But like we said, remember connection, not perfection, as always. Form relationships. Don't be scared and really start those conversations. That's what I would say.
Awesome, Michelle. So good. Thanks for hanging out today. Good topic. I'm glad we had a chance to kind of cover how to learn English today, right? Definitely. It was a nice, refreshing change. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. This was fun. So thanks to our listener for that question. And guys, let us know how this all goes.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.